ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Laning Crew Wheeler, and welcome. We have a great show tonight, folks. We talk about safety in all aspects. We're getting into the warm season for most people. If you're in Omaha, Nebraska, you know what warm is, considering that it's 100-plus degrees where you're at. Hotter than my wife. Yeah, giggity. Recap some stuff. We have the pig of the week, which actually was just sent to me today, literally 10 minutes before the show. So we're going to have a great one there. And, yeah, it's going to be a good show. But tonight we're going to talk about, again, safety. From everything from PFDs in hot weather, the proper, you know, hydration, realizing, you know, when you have an issue sort of situation, jet skiers, rules of the road, and much, much more. But first, let's hear a quick little word from one of my personal sponsors. And with that, we'll be right back with more from the Low Sodium Show.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at OrcaCoolers.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. And let's start off with one of the main things I see in the warm weather situations, and that's people not wearing their PFDs, okay? And it is the worst mistake you could ever make, okay? It does. Let's break down what a PFD is, okay? A PFD is a life-saving device, personal flotation device, whichever way you want to call it. It is essential, essential, okay, to keeping you alive, okay? If anything would ever happen, and now you're going, well, I can swim like a champ. Oh, really? Oh, that swimming's great, man. What happens when you're fighting a big fish, the fish breaks off, and you smack yourself with a rod, knock yourself out, and you fall out? Swimming's not going to help you there, homie. Period. Okay? But what will save you, what will help you, is if you have your PFD. It'll turn you right side up, because all kayak PFDs now have a turn right feature, meaning the way they're set up is it will right you and then keep your head out of the water, okay? Now, with that being said, if you are a big gentleman, i.e. anything over 225 pounds, okay, or if you're just big, all right, guess what? You're going to need to get a big PFD, okay? I know, you think you're still 150 pounds from high school, okay? But you need to wear it, okay, and a correct size. Go to a very reputable dealer and ask them, I need to find a PFD. They will find one, different sizes, different shapes, and everything else, okay? Go sit down in your boat that you paddle, okay? This is what I did with my wife, okay? This is what I did for myself, just starting off. Went to Appomattox River Company, okay? We sat, took her in there, showed her which boat she was going to be paddling. She went in, said, I need a PFD. Andrea Nunnally, ma'am, you're a wonderful person. Grabs, I think, four different styles, okay? Threw them on her. She went over and sat in the Jackson kayak, okay? The first one felt really good standing there, but when she sat down, it just didn't work for her, okay? We went on, tried two others, didn't quite work out, okay? She finally put one on that, for whatever reason, is fit her perfectly. Personally, I didn't really like it, but she has it. It's hers, okay? It works, okay? It keeps her safe, and trust me, she needed it. We had a situation at the last boondoggle. where she turtled. It happens, folks, okay? There was a stiff current plus wind threw the kayak away from her. Okay, it was bad all around. Trust me. I will never hear the end of it. All right? One of those freak situations, okay? If she didn't have the PFD, I can only imagine what might have happened, okay? So, everyone roger that? Everyone good? All right. So wear your PFD. It has to be comfortable, okay? Now, if you go, I live in, you know, BFE, Florida, okay, and it gets to like 5,000 degrees, okay, here's the thing, okay, you need to wear it, okay, you need to be comfortable, all right, even if you have to put something underneath it to give you some airflow. What do I mean by that? Find some open mesh, whatever, okay. I think Joann's might have it, or Marshall's. It's actually a really open mesh kind of foam fabric, okay? About a quarter to a half inch thick. It allows air to flow through, okay? All you need to do is cut it out just a couple spots off your chest and on your back, all right? Dab a little bit of glue, place it on the inside, okay? Gives you some air space to flow around, okay? Simple as that. Okay? If not, you don't can't find it or whatever. There's nothing wrong with keeping a little space in your PFD, okay? Just give you a little bit of air room for a few seconds and tighten it back up and keep on going. Okay? This will lead into my next segment. And of course, we're gonna take a quick second to talk about one of my sponsors and safety, folks. We'll be right back with more safety on the Low Sodium Show.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I am, of course, your magical, wonderful host, oh yeah, Mark Linda Crew Wheeler. And let's just get right into something that I think a lot of guys really don't think about. And it drives me up the freaking wall, okay? And that's hydration, okay? Now you're going, why do I need to worry about hydration, man? I'm doing, you know, there's water and beer, right? You know, all right. I'm actually sitting here doing the show with a gallon of liquid water, okay? The reason I drink a gallon at a time water that I carry around with me all the time, I drink it all the time. The reason is I spend all day out in the sun. Now, I don't even have a trip until tomorrow. And I was in the AC all day today. It was wonderful, by the way. okay. But hydration is key to keeping your mental state, your physical state, at a high level. And how do you do that? Simple. You drink water. Don't drink Gatorade. Don't drink Powerade. Don't drink sodas, beers, or whatever if you're planning on spending a full day out on the water. Why? They all will dehydrate you, okay? Especially if you are a person, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, you work in an office all week. You're drinking coffee, you're drinking everything else along with that, okay? Thursday and over Friday, if you plan on fishing a Saturday, start drinking water. A good amount of water, too. The more water, the better, okay? Drink the water. Now, if you're just like me as well, you know that water tastes like poo, okay? If it comes out of tap, it tastes like dirty pool water, okay? If you drink it out of a bottle, it tastes like PVC plastic. not a flavor I truly like. Okay? All right? But, little tip for y'all. Mio, that little squeeze bottle thing, okay, and Crystal Light packets, okay? Pretty, these are great things. They don't have any sugar in them, a little bit of salt, okay? And when diluted properly, are great for you. They will get that nasty funk flavor out of all the water and make it easier for you to down, and you get down a lot of it, okay? Now, with that being said, all right, how to properly do it, dilute it. If you have a gallon jug of Deer Park, Fuji, whatever, okay, drink the first big two big swigs out of the top, okay? Then take one of the Crystal Light packets. I know it says it's for two quarts, but guess what? Just pour one in there. Shake it up. You have a ton. You'll have an absolute ton of flavor out of one packet. More than enough. You're not going to have all the sugar and everything else. Because personally, now that I'm drinking it like this, I cannot understand how anyone can drink a two quart of just straight of this stuff, man. It is so sugary, it makes me just twinge just thinking about it. Okay? Now, with the Mios, whatever your flavor is, find one that you like. Personally, I'm a peach tea freak. Okay? I love peach tea. But what I do is I put two squirts. Literally, it's a... That's all it is. Okay? Kind of like a... Oh, there it is. Where's that? Come on now. Just a little couple of little, just a couple of pews. Okay, in there, shake it up, taste it. If it's not enough, throw a couple more in there. Don't go all crazy on it now. Okay, why is water so important? Why am I harping about it? Okay, the reason is, okay, and this might surprise y'all, but when you're paddling, you're sweating, okay? I don't care what you're using. It doesn't matter what you're paddling, what you're doing, okay? You are sweating, okay? You're using water by sweating, okay? If you start getting into a heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat whatever, you will suffer. And literally, you can go from being fine to being absolutely screwed in a matter of minutes. Okay? Especially if you're focusing on fishing, you know, and you're just really focusing, okay? You will absolutely drain yourself in a matter of seconds. So, liquid products that you need to have on you when you're fishing, okay? A few that I always carry is ample amounts of water, okay? I freeze a few bottles the night before. They're my reserves. They're the ones that keep my sandwiches, my snacks, whatever I'm going, and my other drinks cold, okay? Cold drinks are really crucial, okay? If you're properly hydrated, then you can wear... Or you can have the cold drinks to keep your body temp down, which is also a great way of keeping those heat, what we call heat casualties, from ever occurring. Okay? Now, so I've got the frozen water. And this is my cooler setup. Okay? I'm using a 15-quart cooler from Orca Coolers. Okay? I've got four bottles on the bottom. Okay? Those are the frozen ones. On top of those, I have three more bottles. I'm trying to think of how my setup is. I have three other bottles, okay, of water, 12-ounce fluid bottles, halfway filled with water, okay? The other half is filled with your performance drink of choice, Powerade, Gatorade. Personally, I'm a Powerade Zero, I think it is. Love the stuff. It's absolutely delicious, okay? But I water it down a little bit. All right, this is my drink throughout the day. It keeps my electrolytes up and everything else. I put in there one bottle of old school lemon lime Gatorade, the powerful stuff, okay? You go, why is that? If I'm out there and I'm paddling my butt off and I'm working up a heavy-duty sweat, okay, problem is if drinking straight water while you're exerting yourself is that your sweat isn't water. It is actually salt and proteins and all the stuff that, you know, you need, okay, to keep going. Gatorade has all that stuff. Granted, it's a ton of it. And literally, I'll spend all day paddle my butt off 10, 12 miles and fishing and doing all this crazy stuff in 100-degree weather, and I might take maybe 5 or 6 sips out of the top, okay? The reason is I'm just trying to replace what I'm losing. If you stop sweating and it's 90 degrees out, you're in the middle of the sun, you are in trouble, okay? Down a Gatorade, down half a Gatorade, and start pounding water like a madman, okay? If you are thirsty before you go out fishing, you are in trouble. Take a minute, drink 2 or 3 bottles of water, okay, over about an hour time span before you go, all right, and you will be setting yourself up for success, okay? Now, I know you guys are going, why does this all matter, man? You know, I have a Camelback, I have water, I have all this stuff. The reason is that people just don't know, and I'm explaining this to them and to you, and it's just a real refresher course, okay? This is very crucial. I have had several instances in the past 3 years, okay, where I've had people go, you know what, because I've done this show for the past 3 years, sometimes twice a year, 3 times a year in the summertime, okay? And where people have emailed me and said, hey, you know what, you know, by letting me know that and everything else has really helped me. Now, I understand, coffee, trust me, in the morning, you need to keep a 30-foot helicopter over me, a 30-foot wide perimeter, and just don't talk to me until I have my coffee. That's the way I am, okay? If you want to drink some coffee in the morning, that's fine. Have a coffee here and there, that's fine. Have a Coke while you're out there, no problems. As long as you keep a base hydration level up, you're going to be kosher, okay? And that's the big thing. Start drinking water now, okay? Drink 2 or 3 glasses of water a day. You need to anyway. It makes you feel better. Better hydration, helps with arthritis, helps with your mental acuity. Okay, water's a great thing. Again, if you are like me and don't like the taste of dirty pool water, throw some flavor in there. It's not going to hurt you. All right, folks, we're taking another little break right here. And go grab a drink. Go grab some water. You know, that would be a good thing. And we'll be right back. But more from the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Tommy Head Jigs, folks. You've heard me talk about them for the past months now, about how great and how they will help you put more fish in the boat. As simple as this, from shaky heads to swim baits, they'll add more action with an awesome head shape, and make hooking your big fish much, much easier with their awesome Mustad hooks. Mustad, number one in the world. Okay, simple as that. Buy you some Tommy Head Jigs and get you some fish. For more information, go to TommyHeadJigs.com and let them know that Mark Lennon, Crew Wheeler, and a Low Sodium Show sent you. Jackson Kayaks. Folks, I can't say enough about it. And, yes, I'm doing the folk stuff again, all right? But Jackson Kayaks, since 2003, has led the industry in whitewater and now in fishing and pretty soon in stand-up paddle boards with their incredible designs, well-thought-out systems, stability, speed. You get the whole package. 100% American-made. You can't find that anywhere else. So, again, go to JacksonKayaks.com. Check out the line of kayaks. Go to your local dealer, your local Jackson dealer. Check out some Jackson boats and get out in the water and join the Jackson family. All right, folks, we're back with more Low Sodium Show. I am your lovely host, Mark Lennon, Crew Wheeler. And we've talked about, you know, PFDs, okay? And we've talked about hydration, okay? Let's get into performance wear. And you're going, what are you talking about? What's performance wear? Performance wear is meaning your clothing, okay? I know a lot of people like wearing the, you know, the bullfrogs and the gloves and the masks and everything, but they kind of forget about some real critical key features, okay? And that is three things that you always should have on the, let's say four things, you should always have on the water, okay? We're starting from the head down, okay? First thing you're going to need, a pair of sunglasses, okay? Sunglasses or glasses in general are crucial for being out on the water, okay? I know I was going, well, I wear polarized sunglasses. I understand that, okay? And how many times have you set the hook on a fish and had that jig come swinging right by you like a mile a minute, okay? And you're going, wow, that would have hurt, okay? Trust me, wear sunglasses, wear glasses, wear something to protect your eyes while you're out there. Second thing you're going to need, starting from the head, some sort of head covering, okay? If you are balding or bald, shave your head, have a nice short cut, and or thinning hair, you know how much it sucks to have your head burnt. Trust me, okay? I am a bald man, all right? It's by choice, okay? So, I have to be very conscious of what my head's doing, okay? Sunscreen is not your friend, okay? I have realized this. Sunscreen is not my friend, okay? I don't care if you wear an SPF 1000, okay? But we'll talk about more on sunscreen here in a little while, okay? So wear a hat, wear a buff, wear something to protect your head, something nice wide brim to keep the sun off of you, okay? Just keep the sun off you is a big thing. Now to your torso, okay? Performance shirts. I really, really like the Red Zone shirt, style shirts, okay? They're thin, they're airy, okay? They wick water away from you or sweat away. Performance shirts are great, okay? The fishing style shirts are great, okay? Wear long sleeves, okay? If you're like me, I hate things around my wrists, okay? I just cannot stand loose stuff around my wrists. It drives me insane. All right, I even had my uniform in the Marine Corps specially designed with a tight wrist, okay? It's just who I am. That's why I like the Red Zone shirts, because they tighten down real nice around my wrist, okay? All right, it's just one of those things. If you're like me and you have that situation where it's real loose, all you have to do is cuff them. Cuff it up a little bit, all right? But just be wary and apply sunscreen to your arms, okay? Now, another major thing is legs. All right, we've all had that. If you've been paddling long enough, you've all had the inner thigh sunburn, the kayak burn, I call it, where the shorts have ridden up just above the knee, about 6 inches, okay? And the inside of your thigh, or the top of your thigh, looks like a well-broiled lobster, okay? We all know how much it hurts, because it always seems like the next day you're wearing the pants that have the really scuffy inside portion of the pant leg or shorts, okay? And every time you move, every time you do something, it's rubbing right against it, and you just want to start stabbing people. Just oosah, okay? How to prevent that? Columbia, Under Armour. A lot of companies now are coming out with performance pants, okay, that are fast drying, really comfortable, okay, and will do the job for you. I wear them all the time. Even on the charter boat, I wear them, okay? It's just one of those things. It's just comfortable. It protects my legs, keeps the sun off of them, and they're very airy and breathy, okay, which is huge, all right? Now, the last thing we're talking about is shoes, okay? If you are a saltwater fisherman, wear performance shoes. And you say you hear me saying performance. Paddling shoes, okay? Sperry Topsider. I'm going to talk about them a lot this year. The reason is they came out with some great kayaking shoes, all right, that drain, very comfortable. I wear them all the time, okay? They're non-skid, so you can jump on rocks and do whatever, all right? And They're extremely comfortable. Plus, they protect your feet from oysters, from branches, from that glass bottle that broke by the hillbilly, you know, 3 years ago that's sitting on the bottom with a bunch of scuzz all over it. Ew! Okay. You need to protect your feet. All right. And check out Sperry's stuff. They're great, uber comfortable. And what you're paying for is superior product. Okay. Now, I've talked about the main things. Head, torso. Let's talk about some accessories. Okay. Gloves. I can't wear gloves. I know guys who you can. More power to you, bud. Okay. I can't do the gloves. But what I do, okay, is I use a good sunscreen on the backs of my hands. Okay, not my palms, but the backs of my hands, okay? I always wear a buff. I wear a buff now all the time to protect my face. All right, I actually wear two buffs. One to cover my dome, okay? The second over my face to protect my face. Breathe Like a Fish makes a great product. I use it all the time, okay? All these things are to keep the sun off of you. If you keep the sun off you, you're golden. Now, little tip, okay? Carry extra buffs, extra whatever, okay? Towels are great too. Take them and put them in your cooler with your ice water, okay? When you start getting really hot, all right, take them out and switch out the ones you're wearing, okay? That cold, wetness going down your back is going to make you feel 100 times better. It's going to help drop your temperature, okay? It's going to help you do a lot of great things. Plus, it's going to feel good, period and point, okay? So, recap. Wear something on your head. Wear sunglasses. Wear all the, you know, the good shirt. Wear proper leggings, wear proper shoes, and you know, go ahead and splurge a little bit on accessories. Now, when we come right back, we're going to talk about sunscreen. And I learned a lot. I had a cancer scare this year, or last year, I guess. And things I've learned, thanks to my dermatologist, that I'm going to pass on to you. So we'll be right back with more Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Unfair Lures. Folks, you've heard me talk about them now for a little while, and I cannot say enough about Paul Van Rienen and his Unfair Lures. Okay? It is one of the best baits to troll with for bluefish, Spanish mackerel, whatever. The greenie is absolutely awesome. It is tearing up more fish up here in Virginia, trolled off of the flat line, than a lot of others. Okay? It is a truly awesome bait. The rip and slash, when you need to cast to them and get that real erratic action. Or if you need a real subtle presentation, the Dinkins Mullet truly excels at it. So for more information, go to unfairlures.com. Check them out, order some, and let them know that Mark Lennon Crew Wheeler sent you. Ever want to go to the deep briny blue in your kayak, but you don't live in South Florida or in the Panhandle? Ever want to fight a white marlin, tuna, or big old reef donkey slosh butt? Ooh, yeah. Well, now you have a chance. With the Flatline out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm the mate there. Captain Chris is the captain. And we have the mother shipping trips ready for you. Either bring your own boat, or we provide kayaks for you in the awesome Jackson Line. For more information, go to fishaquaman.com. Give Captain Nolan a call and let him know that the awesome possum first mate Mark Wheeler sent you. So get your fish on the flat line this year. All right, folks, welcome back again. What we're going to talk about is sunscreen. Okay, I'm going to dispel a bunch of myths here. Sorry. And the first one is, okay, is that sunscreen will protect you all the time. Sorry, it's not going to. Okay? Sunscreen has to be reapplied throughout the day. Okay? It's not a one true wonder. All right? Second thing, okay, is that if you're already sweating, the sunscreen will stay on you. That's what a lot of people tell me. Wrong. Sorry. If you're sweating, it'll just come right off. Okay? Now, with those two things being said, how can we make sunscreen work for us? And it's simple as this. Okay? This is the procedure I do every day now. And I use several different sunscreens throughout the day. The first one is in the morning when I get up and I take my morning shower, okay? And I use two of them. The moisturizing, non-oily are the two main ones. Neutrogena, the other one's like Banana Republic. And the Neutrogena one I like because it doesn't leave that oily film and doesn't make my skin all funky, okay? So, you're in the shower. Right before you get out of the shower, turn up the heat, okay? Get your pores to open up. Shut it off. Dry completely off, okay? And all the areas that might come in contact with the sun, okay, while you're still in that steamy room in your bathroom, go ahead and apply now, okay, in the morning, before you even go out, a good heavy layer of sunscreen after you dry it off, okay? The reason for that is your pores are open in the morning or after while you're in the shower, okay? You just wash everything off, all right? And I do this for my head, for my neck, my face, my arms, and my legs. Okay, I don't worry about my torso because I don't take my shirt off, okay? And I take the stuff and I put a really heavy-duty layer. When your pores are open, okay, when they go to close, they suck all that good stuff in there, okay? That's why a good non-oily, kind of like a moisturizer if you want to get all fancy, okay, is really crucial. Now, why is that? The reason is, because now it's in there, okay, if you have any excess, go ahead and wipe it down, we'll get it off you, okay, is what you're doing is you're getting it in there and staying in there. Now it's going to disperse in your skin really well, okay? Get dressed, do whatever, all right? Then when you're out there, okay, before you start really doing anything else, I carry a spray bottle, okay, of SPF 50 or above, okay? Do not buy the 35. Do not buy anything less than 50, okay? I carry all the time 75 and 100, and those goes on my head, on my nose, on my neck, on my arms, and on my legs. Those are the three main areas, eyes, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, okay? By applying it all those places that are going to see sun throughout the day. And I have a pretty much, when I go out during the day, I have a timer on my watch. Every 2 hours, I'll reapply. Now, of course, I do have them covered, but a lot of times I'll pull my sleeves up or I'll cuff my leg pants, you know, to get some more airflow because it's really hot. But having that base layer of protection is awesome. Okay, now, why do you do it in the morning? Is it one more thing? Is that when you start sweating, okay, because it's now in the that sunscreen is now in the pores, it'll start seeping out a little bit with the sweat, okay? And you'll actually be reapplying, quote-unquote, as the day goes on. But, of course, you still need to reapply topically, you know, every 35, 45 minutes to every 2 hours. Simple as that, okay? Some great ones out there, okay? Ocean Potion makes a great, absolutely wonderful sunscreen, okay? But my wife, and if you have the situation, please understand, my wife can't use Ocean Potion. She can't use Banana Republic. She can only use one of the other ones, okay? It's a special one that she buys. The reason is that she breaks out. It makes her break out in you know, the, you know, prepubescent, you know, pizza face, okay? It's just what happens to her. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Find the one that you can use that won't make you break out and you know look like you're 14 again. Simple as that. Okay? Now, Neutrogena makes an excellent one, but it is expensive as all piss. All right? It's about the same cost as a package of Gulp, okay, for a little EBD bottle. That is what you want to use as a spot one for your nose, for behind your head and your neck, okay? If you have a sensitive spot, okay, like behind your legs, that's where you want to apply it, okay? Don't go all crazy on the Neutrogena. It's too expensive just to be spearing all over your body, all right?
use it sparingly because it's like SPF like 9,000. All right. So, recap. Put a base layer on first of sunscreen in the morning. Reapply it throughout the day. Keep the sun off of you, okay? You do not want to have to worry about skin cancer, okay? And this is a little skin cancer moment. Please donate to any skin cancer foundations. You don't have to do a lot. $5 is more than enough. Okay, at some point throughout the year, they're very close to curing a lot of it, okay? But it comes to prevention from keeping the sun off of you, okay? If you like to bake, hey, that's fine. You know, that's your call. But I won't pay for you when you have skin cancer all over your body and, you know, you can't afford the health insurance. Simple as that. Okay, and I don't know, I'm going to get some emails about that from folks. So, I do apologize. I've had to step out. So, hope everyone has learned something on that situation. And we will take a quick break. This will be the last break. And we will be right back with more of the Awesome Sauce Approved Low Sodium Show. Get you some, boy!
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Give me the flats at dawn. With plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, that's awesome east, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him!
You got it!
I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
It's time for the Pig of the Week.
It's the show!
Get it, Porky. And this Pig of the Week goes to my buddy. He absolutely killed a humongous bluefish. 30-plus inch, 15-pound, big old chomp of blue. You know, the big old, yeah. Okay. This thing was caught on 10-pound test. Mono, okay, no leader, okay, on a piece of shrimp. It is the biggest bluefish I've seen all year, okay, absolutely massive. Congratulations, buddy. You know, you did an awesome job, Jim. You know, I cannot say enough from where I first saw you last year when I started fishing with you to now. Absolutely awesome, dude. Cannot say enough, and you, sir, have picked up the Pig of the Week. Oh, I'll get you some, yeah. All right, folks. Now, I'm seeing some stuff on getting on your hands, the sunscreen. And what I do is I carry an extra paper towels, and I'll actually apply it to the paper towel, like in, you know, rolled up, this kind of thing, and then spread it on my body. I like the feeling. And just awesome. I'd like to say hello to some folks in the chat room. Yak Angler Adam, what's going on, man? Actually, Adam, give me a call after the show, please. And Mr. Tommy Head, Tommy Head Jigs. Mr. Tim Morse, I knew there were a few others. I do apologize. I had some issues with the chat room during the show. So, paint rollers work too, yeah. So, with all that being said, okay. Please be safe, okay? This time of year will really do a toll on you. I don't want to hear about anyone getting hurt, doing whatever, all right? Stay hydrated. Stay covered. You won't have any issues. Now, for hook safety, okay? I know this time of year we use treble hooks and bigger hooks and a lot of different stuff, and we get a little crazy. And if you stick yourself with your hook, there's several products out there for hook removal, okay? But I always carry two.
and one I have on me all the time anyway, and that's fishing line. Okay, do the yank maneuver. There's some videos online of guys doing it. Okay. The other one is a small thing of bolt cutters. Okay. I'm going bolt cutters. They make a small pair. Okay. They're not too huge. They're about 14 inches long. Okay. These are critical. Okay. If you dig a big hook into you. Okay. And you don't want to be paddling back in with a, you know, hook and line all everywhere. All right. Just snip off what you can, paddle back in, and go to the hospital, okay? Don't be all He-Man and try to poke it all the way through the other side. It is not recommended, okay? If you hit something on the way going to the other side, you will have issues, okay? So, please, 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 please be safe on that sense. All right, folks. Unfortunately, Matt Yak Chum just showed up. What a slacker. He's a big old slacky slack. You know, he was sitting there, you know, watching CNN all, you know, about this. He's like, oh, that's right. Mark show. Finally decided to show up. While the rest of us were talking about big old screaming, reaming, yeah. You know, and I haven't done it yet today, so I'll do it at least twice. Ooh, I like it. Okay. So, oh, we haven't done one of these yet. Let's see. How about Mr. Ed?
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
All right, folks. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up tonight. Without y'all, this would not be possible. again, I'd like to thank Orca Coolers, Tommy Head Jigs, Unfair Lures, Bull Bay Rods, YakAngler.com. Hey, folks, I do apologize for the posting on Yak Angler. I literally have been absolutely crazy 20-plus hour days. Okay, this is the earliest I've been off in about a week and a half. All right? Last Wednesday was the last time I was off early. All right. So please bear with me. There will be some shows where you hear me on the phone talking from the boat. But please check out Yak Angler. I can't say enough about him. And, you know, everything that, you know, I remember when Yak Angler was, what, 100 folks at him when I first joined. And now they're up to a couple thousand. You know, leading the industry kind of thing. Cannot say enough about everything that Mark and Adam do with Yak Angler and the rest of the pro staff there. So I've covered a couple of them. Unfair Lures, Tackle Webs. God damn. I cannot say enough about Tackle Webs. It is, I literally have Tackle Webs all over the flat line right now. Holding everything from tools, to paperwork, to rigs, to my water bottle and my snippers, okay? Just everything. You cannot say enough about them. I'm getting there, Tommy. Jeez. You're worse than freaking Matt talking about the freaking Capitals, okay? But we're going to get to the awesome sauce. Oh, what's that? Is that coming up? Where is that coming from? Oh, God, what is that? That is, folks, I know exactly what that is, and that is the incredible Boondoggle. Thank you. And I think you like it. Yeah. I guess the Boondoggle is here. Well, not here, but, in, you know, did. But where is that again? Somewhere down in Florida. Okay, I just had a brain fart. I can do that. But you know what? If you're doing it like me and you're brain farting, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. Read up about it. Perdido Key. Yes. Yeah, I know everyone just had that moment. Moment. Boondoggle. The Church of the Boondoggle. Led by Pastor Chip Treehugger Gibson.
Oh! All right, it is going to be awesome. I cannot wait for it. It's down in Perdido Key at... Can someone help me, please? Where exactly it's at? I just brain farted, okay? It's October 11th through the 14th. Why are you puking? Big Lagoon State Park. Thank you, Adam. At least someone's listening to my show. The 11th to the 14th. Yes, I know that. Okay. What you need to do, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. Now you can click on the register button. Go ahead and register. Take care of all that brouhaha. Okay. So this way you have a spot. You have a place. This way you can enjoy the festivities. And the festivities will be grand. Okay, it's on the panhandle. It's going to be awesome. You'll be singing in the rain. I could do singing in the rain. I don't even think I have that one. But I do have this one. Huh. Yeah. You hear a lot of that. A lot of Adam dancing. You know, Adam is a great dancer. Yeah. Okay. Have a great time. I don't know if we're doing raffles this time around or whatever, but it's going to be great. Okay, again, for more information, go to Gackingler for Lek.
Hello.
A little of that moment there for you. Gackingler.com/boondoggle. Okay? It's the only place you need to go. All right. I think that covers it. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up again. I'd like to thank all the sponsors and all those people that make this happen. But get out there on the water. Have a great time. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Keep the sun off of you. And have some fun. Again, this is Mark, Benny Crew Wheeler. Thanks, everyone, for showing up tonight. Always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing. And get your fish on me. Good night, everybody.